ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, everybody else?
Sunny Hollywood Pooney.
I'm in Vegas, my favorite casino, my favorite poker tables open, my favorite restaurant, my favorite pawn shop, and my favorite strip club. So I'm good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Living the life. Right here. Joey Quesada!
Woo! You finally took my advice and went to video to get the ratings. This thing.
Oh, yeah.
That nose equals ratings, my friends.
Yes, I understand. It's a good Italian nose.
Wait, what? What?
Wait. All right, I'm sorry. Okay, so thank you guys for tuning in. This is going to be new for us. Two podcasts, Rock City. That guy right there, that's Todd Kowalski. Everybody say hi, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Yo.
So this is, we're still celebrating our 7-year anniversary of Podcast Rock City. And I put the word out and said, who wants to come on the show and celebrate with us? And Todd said, hell yeah, I do. Absolutely. So today, Todd is going to pick the topic. We're going to talk to him about what he wants to talk about. But before that, let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Hey, have you read the news? Oh, I've read the news. I've been out in the
so, there's really not a whole lot of news. The only thing I saw, and it's that I saw personally, was that Paul Stanley was wearing a mask, and I guess he's still mixing down his new record. What's the name of his band? Soul Station?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you're excited about this. Joe. No, Todd.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm curious to hear it. I heard some of the stuff. I like that old, I like that music and stuff. It's cool. Again, you know, Paul, I wish I would have other stuff from Paul. If I had a choice, that's not what I would want from Paul right now. I'd want some, maybe a new Kiss record, maybe a new solo record, whatever it is. You know, I'll take anything we can get, but I'd rather have something different.
I agree. You, Sonny?
I'd like Motown. I'm glad he's doing originals versus a bunch of covers because people will dissect anything that he covers.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is it all original?
I think it's mostly original from what I heard.
Oh, I thought it was all remakes of old Motown stuff. But if it's original, then I'm a little bit more excited about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's better than, you know, him posting chickpeas and, you know, baguettes today. Like I'd rather have music than to know he got the new hummus, you know, whatever.
Great choices. Some choice we have.
Jody, what do you think?
I'm interested to hear it, but I'm not that. I don't think it's going to be that great or anything. But yeah, I'll check it out for sure.
I was looking forward to Jody saying I'm more interested in the hummus.
Yeah, totally.
I've never had hummus. Is it any good?
It's good.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
I just wish he would just rock out a little bit. I mean, you're not going to write a song as good as those old Motown classics. So why would you try to like write something in that style? It's just going to sound, I think it's going to sound weak. But we'll see.
Yeah, he surprised us before.
Yeah.
He's a good painter.
Yeah, makes a great fucking Brussels sprouts too.
He does. They serve them on the cruise. Todd, are you excited to hear Paul Stanley's new solo record?
I'm with Sonny that I think it's better than doing covers. So that's way more interesting. And I guess I feel like that I'd rather hear him kind of following his heart than rehashing stuff, which is kind of good. But at the same time, will I like it? I'm not sure. I kind of like Kiss better, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
I get that. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And I think he knows. Okay, so let me put it this way. Do you think he knows that this isn't going to sell like a Kiss record?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think, I mean, listen, a Kiss record doesn't sell today either. So,
yeah.
I don't think he's doing it to sell records. You know, I mean, I think he's doing it more for a passion project, for a little bit of notoriety of that he can do that. I don't think he's looking to make a ton of money off of it.
Nah. Do you guys think he's going to sing falsetto the whole time, though? Or is it going to be like his real voice?
He'll try to be Smokey Robinson, I think. So it'll be in and out, depending.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of originals, is do it when you feel like it. Do it if you can hit it. You show up to the studio one day and you can't hit it, don't hit it. Right?
Right.
But I would love to see Paul say something like, I don't know how many records I'm going to sell, but I'll sell more records than Gene did vaults.
If the record's $2,000, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, a record for $30 is cheaper than a $2,000 vault.
$30?
Yeah.
$30?
I have no idea anymore. I go to the record store and the records are $30.
No, you're talking about your special, you know, blue vinyl, Joe. You're not talking about a regular CD or record somewhere.
No, I'm serious. If you go and get the brand new, let's say the last Ace album, I went into the store. It wasn't a record store. It was like a media store. I went in. I picked it up. It's $26.
Yeah, woo! But what if you would have bought the CD?
Cheaper.
Do they make CDs anymore?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
I never see CDs anymore. I see more vinyl at the local Walmart than I do CDs.
Speaking of how many copies, do we know how many vaults Gene actually sold?
16.
No, seriously. I mean, with the meet and greet, I would have to assume it did pretty well, right?
Well,
I think he had 5,000 to sell. I don't think he came anywhere close.
Nah.
Right.
Because he's still blowing them out, dude. You can still get them.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not with the COVID, but before that, you still could.
Over or under right now, Paul Stanley's Soul Station, 20,000 copies. Over or under?
Under.
I say over by 5.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's going to hover near that area somewhere.
Yeah. It'll be awesome.
I think people will stream it, and they want. I mean, I don't think that many people want the physical copy of it, dude, you know?
Agreed.
I mean, Kiss sold 60,000 of Monster. I don't think Paul's coming close to that. Not even a third of it, you know?
I'm with Jody, so if he puts it on, let's say, Spotify, and then we'll see how many people are interested, right? Does he get 80,000 listeners? Does he get 20,000 listeners? Does he get nobody? Right? Are people actively searching Paul Stanley? I don't know.
I think all of us, Kiss freaks, will definitely want to check it out, but will we? I'm not going to buy it, I bet. You know what I mean? I don't need that in my collection.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jody. I would want to just check it out to see what it sounds like, you know, but I have a feeling, you know, as Sonny would say, it's going to maybe sound like 10 or 12 Odysseys. So with the full setup going.
Yeah. I hope we're all wrong and it totally rules, but I don't have high hopes for it, dude.
Todd, do you have a vault?
I definitely do not have a vault.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to buy one?
No.
It says to Sonny, but don't worry about that part.
Yeah.
If it was lost Paul Stanley songs, I'd be more likely to, but like Gene songs that didn't make records, I'm not... I'm not sold on that.
There's some good stuff on there, though.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good. Yeah, I haven't heard it. I don't really know, in real life, any Kiss fans except for my brother and my one friend. So,
In real life, I love that.
Yeah.
In real life.
In real life, yeah. He's a Kiss fan. He's got one friend. That sounds about right.
Yeah. There's the proof, yeah.
All my friends are here right now.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, but Gene was smart. Listen, of course nobody's buying that vault, but for a meet and greet and that as an extra, Sonny, did you do the meet and greet or did you just buy the vault?
Oh no, I was at the first one, dude.
I mean, oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, you can't just go out and buy that vault for $2,000. You got to at least get the hang and see Gene and you know, all that's what you're paying for. A regular Kiss meet and greet is how much? 1,500?
Yeah. 12, 15.
I don't even know. So, right. So, you know, to spend $2,000 and really get to hang with Gene for a couple of hours rather than, you know, just take a picture with at the Kiss meet and greet, I think it was worth it for people who want to hang out with Gene. You know, and the vault was just an extra thing. I think if Gene would have sold just Gene meet and greets for this, almost the same price, I think it would have done just as well.
Yeah. I think having the extra guests really sold it too, though. You know, like Sonny had like everybody. Mine had Ace. Joe, who did you have extra?
Gene. I had this just guy Gene. That was a chiropractor that was trying to get Gene to basically endorse his favorite chiropractor. Wow. That's what I got.
But at least got to go to his fucking suite, though, right?
Okay, I went to his suite when Bruce bought a bass.
Oh, okay.
Bruce bought a bass. We got to go to the suite, and that was an amazing experience. Go back to Kiss Cruise 7 and listen to it and to the show, and you can get an idea.
You just reminded me. I'm thinking this was with Ace. I think it was with Ace. It was during a Q&A, and some guy asked a question at the expo. Hey, you remember me in 1977 in like North Carolina? I was in the sixth row. We're like, what the hell?
Remember the guy that was like, I sent you a CD or a tape?
Listen to my CD.
I got it right here if you want another copy.
If you haven't listened to it, you can listen to this one.
Yeah, that was indie, I think.
You know, a lot of times when you hear people badmouth artists, oh, you know, he's such an asshole. I saw him in the airport and, you know, he shrugged me off or whatever it is. You know, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of artists like that. But I think so many times that these guys get bad reps for stuff like that. Like that guy probably was upset or insulted that Ace didn't remember him. And he'll go back and say, ah, Ace, what an asshole. Because, you know, he didn't even remember. He didn't even take the time to remember me from 1977.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. You know, fans have such an expectation from these guys. They meet even if you made the biggest impression on them, they meet thousands and thousands of people, you know, sometimes per week.
Yeah.
So, you know, how could they possibly remember you?
No, it's true. When
did Ace say something like, I don't remember this morning? Something like that.
When my buddy Bruce took me to his vault experience, here in Atlanta, we walked in. Gene looked at my t-shirt and he goes, Podcast Rock City. And Bruce goes, yeah, you listen? He goes, yeah, I have so much time. At that point, I was like, thank God I already knew he didn't listen. Thank God I'm not one of those guys that sits around going, I really hope Gene Simmons is listening.
Yeah.
Because that would have crushed me.
You're more free if he's not really, though, you know? Otherwise, you start to maybe, like, pander that way, just subconsciously.
Yeah,
totally.
But I will say, you'd be surprised. Some of these guys, you know, they do travel a lot, so there is a lot of downtime for podcasts. You'd be surprised how many of these guys have actually heard the show. I guarantee you they've at least heard pieces of it.
You think?
Yeah.
Only if Eric Singer's heard it, it's because he was on. That's it.
Yeah.
I think they heard it.
They know.
Oh, that's kind of scary when I think about it. Some of the things Pooney says.
That's why Peter won't do a bumper.
God, freaking Peter Chris.
Sonny offended Peter.
Yeah. Look, right over my shoulder is your picture, Peter. Come do a bumper for us. Say yo. Anyway. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Paul's record, well, let's do a poll, like a pool, like a everybody can buy a box. Sonny will set it up. He loves gambling.
A box of what?
No, a box, you know, where we set it up, where you bet how much it's going to sell, and you pick the two numbers. I can tell you right now, before we ever do it, Sonny's going to win.
Yeah.
Sonny wins fucking everything. All right, so that's not a lie. If you guys have any information about this Paul record that we're not talking about, like if you got some inside, you know what, and let us know what's going on with the record. We have heard that it's going to be a lot of originals. Let us know if that's true. You guys see any other news besides that?
Nah.
No, just a couple anniversaries that were this week. I know I had a big one. It was July 25th, 1979 was my first concert in Madison Square Garden, the Dynasty Tour. So I know a lot of that stuff had anniversaries on July 24th and 25th. I think Eric Carr's first show at the Palladium was also July 25th, the next year, 1980. I saw Kiss at the Garden again on the reunion tour, July 25th, 96. So, you know, July 25th, 24th, those were a couple big anniversary shows for me.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
I think they hit the same market. I do. I think they hit the same market on tours certain times a year. I think they map out their tours a certain way that they'll be in New York around July. I think I forget on the Rock the Nation tour. I think we were in New York again on July. I think it was earlier July, but I think I think it was a little earlier than that. But yeah, I think they map it out roughly the same way, especially if they start around the same months.
Well, that makes sense if I think about it. They don't want to be in New York if there's a blizzard.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Do you guys still get blizzards? There's global warming, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely.
We still get blizzards.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't live anywhere where it gets cold. We had a foot of snow 2 Decembers ago. Everything shut down.
Oh, Jesus.
We're not prepared. All right. So that was the news. Thank you, guys. Let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City. Topic of the week.
So Todd there, he gets to pick the topic, and he's been, let me tell you, everybody that's been on with us so far has been sending me messages going, I'm really nervous about my topic, man. I don't know if it's going to be good enough. Todd, you didn't really do that, did you?
I was certain it wouldn't be good enough. So
Todd, show us the shirt.
Check out the shirt. He squeezed in it.
Hey, this might not be good for radio, but it's a old school Kiss shirt from when I was a kid. It's wrong side.
Yeah.
Even got a Mark St. John.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a bootleg shirt, right?
It's not from a show. It's from like a head shop. I was when I was a kid. I used to go in there and get shirts and buttons or whatever.
Yeah. So the reason why I could see,
I've never seen a shirt with the guy split like that.
The bootleg shirts are always cooler. That's why I could tell.
Oh no, the back has all four.
Oh, the back has all four. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I went to a head shop one time and I got a Creatures of the Night t-shirt. It was so cool because the front was the Creatures album and the back was like an outtake of that Creatures poster, the one you love so much, Sonny?
Yeah.
I called you Sony.
Isn't that behind you right there?
No, it's the one with the purple one with the purple background?
Yeah, or pink or whatever it is. Or
I have that
Ace is leaning.
Yeah, I have that poster.
Yeah, I love that poster.
It was an outtake of that. Gene's leg is in front, like on Ace's knee or something like that. Yeah. I had that poster. I lent it to a girl. Gone. I won't tell you what I got from her.
Joe said he went to a head shop. I thought he was going to talk about that weed place we went to here.
We did, didn't we? Like we don't want to talk about that. I slept for 2 days.
Lightweight.
Well, I thought Sonny he was going someplace sushi. Else with the head shop.
Sonny ate sushi. What was the number? Black 22? Black 21? What was it? Look at him.
Black 22, yeah.
Black 22. Let me tell you, truthfully, that guy tried to kill me. Right? Sonny, be fair. All right. Topic of the week. Todd, hit them with it. Tell them what we're talking about.
Well, I guess we're talking about 80s Kiss, and I have a book report here.
You did last week? Or
from grade 7. And, it's kind of full of – I didn't know – like back then there was no internet or way to finding anything out. So I was kind of just going off tidbits pulled from little metal magazines and stuff, you know what I mean? So it's not you guys can decide what's made up and what's real.
No, it's awesome though. It's awesome. I can't wait. So what do you like? You're gonna break this down for us. Where are we starting? 1980?
We can start wherever you want. It started at the beginning of Kiss, but we can start in 1980 if you want. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about 80s Kiss. So you're in your book report there. You start at 1980. So who's in the band for your book report?
Who's in the band for my book report is, well, it's that part's right. Like, although it says here that, like, I think I thought Dynasty came out in 79, but it came out in 80, right?
79.
No, 79, right.
Okay, good. Well, there, I'm smarter than I thought.
Okay, well, that's great.
1980 then. Okay, here. This is still 79, but it says, and they made another record called Unmasked that never helped their career either. career is spelled wrong twice with two R's. And I want to say, I said this to them, it's like, this is a grade 7 book report, but it's written, or it sounds like it was written by someone in grade 4.
What year did you write the report?
Let's see. I think 85, because...
So what is it? It goes up to Animalize, or does it get hit in Asylum?
Asylum just came out when this ends.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. I don't have anything like that where I drew there. I used to sit in class and draw them. Everybody did.
Check this out just before I get to this book report. Oh, never mind. Can't get it out. Oh, there we are. Hang on. I drew this when I was 9, too. Kiss Alive.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Kinda,
that doesn't do the radio listeners too much good, but.
Well, that's okay.
So here's 1980. Okay. Kiss did the music for the play called The Elder. The record was their worst record they ever made. To top it off, drummer Peter Criss quit the band. Kiss could not find a drummer until a guy named Eric Carr asked if he could join the band. They liked him. He was in. One problem down, one to go. They struggled to get people to their concerts. Their average attendance was 500. So
you pulled that number out of the air, or where'd you get that number from?
That number
that's journalism right there.
And that number was based on this picture in this Kiss book. I was kind of estimating that Kiss's
unbelievable. Was going down.
But that's
there's
a pretty
only cool. Like three people in that show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As a kid, I looked at that and I was like, I couldn't compute the picture from what I would see on Kiss Alive 2 and that. And suddenly they're playing some show with like whatever, 5 or 6 kids. Okay. It's a little, I cut up a bunch of my old metal mags too for the pictures.
You should get an F for putting Vinnie Vincent in the report.
Wow. Yeah. We didn't know yet. Or yeah, no, I guess we knew he was a goof by then.
All right, guys. So let's talk about this real quick. Oh, now see, that's a good picture though. That's a good picture. Yeah.
That actually the first picture that I ever saw of Vinny. I remember seeing that in a magazine.
Me too. And what did you see it in? 16?
I don't remember. I remember seeing it at the newsstand and flipping out. Of course, I had no money on me. I was probably, 7 or 8, 9 years old maybe. And I ran home to get money. And by the time I got back to the store, a day or two later, the magazine was gone, and I remember not seeing Vinny again for years before I could find that a picture of him in makeup again.
Yeah, I saw this and I just bought it right off the stand, I actually thought it was cool. Like I was sad Ace was gone, but it had this rejuvenating feel about Kiss, just like, who's this guy? What's going on? Cause by then you'd already listened to Kiss since like as long as you can remember being a human, So it's like, something to change it up just seemed so exciting. But Ace was actually my favorite guy, so it was like mixed feelings, but I thought it was cool.
I'm actually super jealous that you have that. That came out of a 16 magazine?
Yeah, I have zillions of stuff like this. I just kept it, from the 70s till now. But like, I'm not a collector. I just always saved my stuff,
Sure, sure. 16 magazine is one of my favorite things as a kid because my dad, he worked nights. I would wake up in the morning for school and I would come in and he had hit the 7-Eleven, got the new 16, put it on the table, and I would take it to school in my Kiss lunchbox, read it at school. And I have only one 16 magazine that has Vinny in it, and it doesn't have that picture, so that's got to be a later.
Yeah, I don't know. This is like exactly when it was announced Vinny was in the band, like that exact second. You know what I mean?
So 1980, Kiss is heading downhill. Yeah. He wrote about it in his report there.
According to this report, that's what's happening anyway.
Right, but you got to remember this is not real. The report is not real time. He's writing it in 85, so he's looking back and kind of reading
good
stuff,
point.
Right? So, right.
Yeah, and I was kind of also based on my own complete disappointment with that record, you know? Like, just hearing it and, like, that's the only one, like, that I never bought. Like, my friend bought it, and I just couldn't bear to do it, you know?
Listen again. Hey, Jody, why is it that you think that we're the only ones that like The Elder?
I don't know. Just good taste, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, good
I like
Lord.
The Elder. I love The Elder.
That doesn't help the good taste comment.
I don't mind it. You know, I don't mind it.
I was actually talking to Sonny before we got on, and The Elder came out at a time, if they would have released Love Gun that year, I think it would have flopped. Kiss was dead.
Yeah.
So totally. I don't think it didn't matter what they released. That had nothing to do with, you know, when Paul always goes back and says, well, we put the, you know, Frog Boy and Goat Man in the makeup and it killed, you know, blah, blah, blah. None of that's nothing they did during those few years would have worked. Nothing. So I wonder if The Elder came out years earlier, like after Rock and Roll Over or something. I wonder what would have happened. I wonder. I mean, listen, obviously it's not a classic Kiss record. It doesn't sound like those first six records. But I wonder if it would have been received differently.
It would have died sooner.
Yeah.
Kiss would have been done sooner, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, they were still pretty big in 79, right? When that record came out, it disappointed so many people. It also made a lot of people feel good, right? I mean, there were a lot of people.
What record?
Dynasty.
Oh, yeah. Dynasty was huge. It was a big success.
Right, but the original fans, not so much, right?
Well, just because they got, you know, stigmatized with the disco label because of I Was Made for Loving You, which turned a lot of the original fans off. I think, you know, Dynasty is a heavier record than people give it credit for. A couple songs on there, of course, like Sure Know Something and I Was Made for Loving You are a little bit more poppy, but it's a pretty solid record. I mean, obviously it's not Love Gun or Rock and Roll Over, but it's still a pretty solid record.
Yeah.
Jody, what do you think?
I like Dynasty. I think, I mean, like you guys have said, it didn't matter what they did at that time. They'd already lost everybody. You know what I mean? Like, once a band gets that big and little kids like it, all the cool kids that liked it before are like, fuck that. You know what I mean? It happens all the time to any band. You can't get that big and expect to stay that big forever. You know?
Were you guys aware that people didn't like Kiss anymore? Like, I was kind of unaware. I just thought no one I knew ever did like them or anything, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I had no idea. I just thought, you know, so like for me, I wasn't based on like people not liking Kiss anymore. Was just like myself. I couldn't understand the record, but until I saw this picture that I showed you guys, I thought Kiss was still on top of the world for The Elder. I had no idea.
I was kind of getting the idea because all the people I was hanging out with were listening to like Queen and stuff like that. And I would go to friends' houses and they would go, oh, you like Kiss? And I would go, yeah. And they go, I think I got three or four records. Here you go. You can have them. Nobody wants their records anymore.
Yeah.
But like Jody said, that stuff happens to movies. It happens to television shows when it becomes too popular. And it's not, you know, the thing to like anymore, like the underground thing to like, and kids start liking it and families start liking it. That's when all the cool kids who discovered it originally, like the early Kiss, move away from it. And it became taboo to like Kiss, where, you know, even though they were slowly dying in 79 and 80, you know, the kids were still into it. I was a kid in 79 when I went to see them. Then the first record I bought was The Elder in 81. So I was still on top of the world. I loved Kiss. Kiss was my, you know, everything still at that point. I didn't care that nobody else liked them. I didn't even know anyone else didn't like them. There was no internet. You weren't, seeing bad articles so much about them. You were just seeing no articles.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the next year.
Okay. Next year.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Sonny, did I cut you off? I'm sorry.
It's okay. What I was going to say is coming into it late. Like, I don't remember ever hearing anybody say in my junior year in 85, oh, you like Kiss? Why? Aren't those the Painted Face guys? Like, if I were to say, hey, I saw, Kiss, I saw the Asylum show in 86, right? I just saw Kiss last night. They were awesome. Oh, okay, we're going to go see Bon Jovi, blah, blah, blah. There wasn't this absolute hate at my high school that if you like Kiss, you end up in a locker or a garbage can. It was just like, oh, okay, whatever. But yeah. I think I was part of the generation that they were coming back.
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Right? So you didn't have a bunch of high school kids that had their older brothers going, Kiss sucks.
No, but I think, Sonny, exactly like you said, I think by 85, they were cool again. I think, Lick It Up started to make them cool, the video. And then once Heaven's on Fire really took off on MTV, I think Kiss became cool again. They were with Rad and Bon Jovi and, Quiet Riot. And they just became one of those bands. And I don't think anyone thought Kiss was uncool again. I think, you didn't even realize, 70s Kiss, 80s Kiss. You just knew, okay, Kiss, they're Heaven's on Fire and Lick It Up and, Tears Are Falling. I think they became one of those bands again.
I think so.
When I was in high school, I used to sit in front of the TV and watch the Daily Countdown on MTV, and Kiss was always 1, 2, or 3, where Tears Are Falling or Crazy Nights. One of those videos was always right behind Home Sweet Home. After a while, I was like, I'm not watching after 2 because I know number 1 is going to be Motley Crue. But it always was, so you have to, even if you look at that, you go, at least the fans were, because you had to call in. What was that called? Something?
Dial MTV.
Yes, very good. Thank you, Jody. You're so smart.
Okay.
And live shows, too. Live shows were, I live in New York, so live shows were always, so every time Kiss came to the Garden or the Meadowlands and stuff in my area, they were sold out every time. No, you couldn't get a ticket. So they were still, even if it was just my perception, I'm sure they weren't selling out all the arenas throughout the country. But in New York, Kiss was as big as everyone else. If Bon Jovi played Madison Square Garden, sold out. Kiss played Madison Square Garden on the Asylum tour, sold out. It was the same type of deal.
Yeah. On the West Coast, that was different. Like, Kiss was just another band on the West Coast. At least that's how it felt to me. Like, if you went to go see Bon Jovi and Skid Row, it was packed. You went to go see Kiss, it wasn't so much.
So they weren't sold out, Sonny? Really?
No way. No way.
Like, what do you mean by not sold out? Like, what kind? I mean, obviously, we all have that book that shows all the attendance. But what kind of attendance are you talking?
Yeah, we're talking, not arenas, but like the Concord Pavilion, I think, holds somewhere in the neighborhood of 7,000 or 8,000. And they might have 5 or 6 there.
Wow, right? Really?
Yeah, they were playing the same places that like Yngwie and Lita were playing.
Wow.
Right.
Right, where Bon Jovi and Skid Row were playing different places.
Huh.
Right, so.
Wow.
But there was no way Kiss was going to sell out the Cow Palace for Crazy Nights. They were here. Scorpions sold out the Cow Palace, but Kiss didn't.
Yeah, see, that's not how it was on the East Coast. I mean, especially New York, the tri-state area. All the bands played the big arenas. All the 80s bands, whether I saw Rat with Poison open up at Madison Square Garden, I saw Kiss and Black and Blue at Madison Square Garden, and, I saw Ozzy at Madison Square Garden. So all the bands would sell out the Garden, or at least come close.
Did any guys buy that Black and Blue tape when it came out, or a record?
I own it, but I didn't buy it.
Uh-oh. You stole it?
It was given to me.
Nice. Yeah, I got that for my birthday. I wasn't sold on that record, actually, even as a little kid, which is kind of, I think I was in grade 6 when it came out. So even then, I kind of wasn't sure about that one.
Yeah.
They opened for Kiss on the Asylum tour, right?
Yeah, that's when I saw them, yeah. Black but they never hit big. They were never... What was the one song they had on MTV?
Miss Mystery?
Hold on to 18. Yeah.
Miss Mystery was on there too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the one I remembered.
They never became even the B tier, right? They never became even that.
Yeah.
They never went anywhere.
Yeah.
It's because they had a weak name. That name sucks.
Yeah,
that does suck. Hey, Todd, since we're talking about how well they do, you're in Canadanadia. When Kiss only plays, two or three shows there when they come, or in Canada?
No, they go through, I guess, whatever. I could name all the big cities, but I'll spare you that. Whatever. I wouldn't know them anyway. Yeah. Well, okay, then let's do it.
I'm terrible.
Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, maybe Saskatoon, probably not.
Edmonton?
Toronto, all that stuff, you know? Yeah.
So when they play there, sold out or no?
To be honest, the last time I saw them in I saw them in Vancouver for this reunion tour, and it was sold out. But the last time I was in Grade 6, for Animalize tour. So, and that, according to Julian's book, it's Julian Gill's book there. I think I looked, the Regina show is listed. So I think there was 4,000 people there. So that's 84, I guess.
Yeah, that's 80, pretty small.
84, I think 84, yeah.
All right, let's go on with the book report. This is so cool because we're really getting a look into Todd's brain in 1985.
It's a sad look, dude. Okay, 1981, 82. So this covers 2 years. Kiss needs to make a hit record or they might be forced to quit. They make a big attempt to get a hit record. They came out with a hard-driving record. They called it Creatures of the Night. It gave them the boost they needed. Guitarist Ace Frehley quit and was replaced by Vinnie Vincent. And that's why I had to cut out that magazine picture of Vinnie. That's from a Hit Parade, actually. I think it was the first picture I saw of them without makeup that wasn't the record cover. But whatever, that's kind of an uninteresting little section.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Isn't it interesting that he knew Kiss needed to make a record that was going to save them?
Well, yeah. No, it's not real time. You got to remember, he's not in real time. He's in 85, right?
Right, but 85, what grade were you in?
Seven, grade seven, yeah.
So that's true. It's pretty insightful.
But it's also some of the stuff is just roughly lifted from interviews with them.
I love that, roughly lifted. I love that.
Covering his ass with the authorities, right?
I made the spelling wrong so no one would notice.
Whenever I meet people, I roughly lift stories from Joey's book. This way people think they're more interesting.
Yes. Exactly.
Seriously, you did a TV show? Yes. And I talked about meatballs.
Listen, if it sells me more books, Joe, I'll take it.
I'm on it. All right, go ahead.
Okay, 83. Okay, Kiss can only think of one way to get the attention they deserve. Deserve spelled totally, completely wrong.
I love it.
He took there is wrong. Make up one word. Off for good. Here, I'll stop with the spelling here. They made another record called Lick It Up. They went back up the charts with an awesome record. Kiss was finally getting the recognition they deserve. They went on another tour. They were sweeping crowds off their feet. But yeah,
this is amazing.
I'm bringing it back up. You know, I have to. Like, I started high, went low for Elder and that, and then, you know what I mean?
Just a question. Is there a grade on the front of that thing?
Let's see here.
Something tells me Todd wrote this last week. Am I anyone think that?
I was also thinking, does he really know that the words are misspelled, or is he just sucked at spelling now? And it's
This was just his ploy to get on the show, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys think I spelled recognition right? Or no?
I could spell that right now.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, there is no grade on this, actually.
Dang. You forgot to turn it in.
Probably. Look at that. That's grade seven. That's pretty sad. Okay.
I always loved that picture of Gene doing the fire thing there.
Yeah.
For the reason, that picture was clipped in a lot of magazines.
Yeah, I think that's probably from that magazine Faces.
Yeah.
It's like
a great.
It's a two-stager.
Great shot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it have been awesome if he'd have done this report later in the Crazy Nights era, and then he could have like tried to get an A from his female teacher by putting the Paul Thong picture on there? It's like, you get an A, look at the hairy chest and the blue thong.
That's Jericho's favorite picture, by the way.
Is it really? Nice.
I'm just assuming it is.
Did you guys ever, when you were kids, did you dream and want Paul Stanley type chest hair when you grew up?
I just wanted to be Paul Stanley, period.
I had this dream. Remember the singer of Crocus? He had that just carpet of chest hair. I had a dream one night. I had just a carpet like that. And I was so happy. God. And then I woke up, you know, with a little bare chest.
I used to have dreams that I was in my underwear in school and nobody reacted like it was a big deal.
That's getting weird. Scary.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Joe, how you doing? Just walking in my underwear.
This might not be the best first video episode, Joe. We might want to just
that reminds me. This will be on YouTube and we'll post it on our Facebook group page. Our first time ever doing a video, whatever this is called. What do they call it? Vlogging video show? I don't know. I'm old. Not as old as Pooney, though.
Oh, yeah, I am the oldest in this. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you look the oldest, Pony.
What? All right, let's bring Jody into the conversation real quick. Jody?
Yes?
Did you dream about having Paul Stanley chest hair?
Not so much, man. I did dream about that thong, though.
Oh. Whoa!
Turquoise, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so lick it up. That's what he's talking about. And they took the makeup. Wait, you didn't even mention that in the report off? That they took the makeup off, did you?
Oh. I guess I didn't.
What?
That's something about
it's kind of a big deal. There's a
picture of me. Hey, it's my shirt. Totally.
I was just thinking about it. I was like, he just
thinks. Oh, no, I did. Did I miss something? No, it really said, they took their makeup off for good and made another record.
Obviously, I was a terrible student.
His makeup was one word. Remember, you said.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Damn. And that's why Sonny gets paid the big bucks, people. Attention to detail.
Astute.
You think they were kicking themselves when they did take the makeup off that they already used the title Unmasked and kind of duped people?
Good question.
I mean, I just think we even went back to this last week a little bit on what they could have done marketing wise for Lick It Up. If it would have been called Kiss Unmasked, you know, if the Unmasked album didn't exist and then you literally had to buy the album to see the sleeve inside, I think it would have been, what a great marketing tool. I think I know they took the makeup off and they had to do it, blah, 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 but they just missed such a huge opportunity to reveal themselves by getting people to buy the record.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Well, you guys, did you ever see those, like, National Enquirer would always have, like, here's Kiss Unmasked with pictures of, like, guys who clearly weren't the guys from Kiss?
Yeah.
I never saw them, but now that I know they're there, I'm going to try to find them and buy them.
Yeah, my friend had one cut out, and he was like, you know, like, his grandma read National Enquirer or whatever, and I remember him showing me, and I remember just like, I don't think that's them, you know? We're just studying these pictures. I was like, no, that's not them, you know? And then, eventually when Lick It Up came, then you actually saw that it wasn't those guys in that other picture.
even when I found out, you know, because I come in, I didn't know they were makeup. So even when I found out they used to be in makeup, that first couple of times when I'm, you know, doing like Lick It Up or whatever, and then doing a makeup album, I'm like, there's no way I would have thought that Paul and Gene looked like this.
Yeah, me too. Maybe like, Paul.
There's no way. Gene. There's nothing on the makeup that you can kind of, you know, do this. What's that crime photo shit they do when they say, hey, describe what the person looks like, blah, blah. You ain't going to draw what you saw and Lick It Up. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw Gene, the caption under it, or the first magazine, maybe where I got this Vinny thing, it said a constipated Gene Simmons, whatever. Like that's what the magazine put on.
Wow.
When was the first time you guys saw either Ace or Peter without the makeup? I remember vividly Ace. I saw, he had like that PB ad.
No, it was Laney.
One of the magazines. Laney. Yeah, Laney ad, right. That's the first time I saw Ace with that new guitar. He had like a red sweatsuit on or something, right?
Yeah, that's the first time I saw him too.
Me too.
I don't remember Peter. What was Peter's album cover, or maybe did, I don't remember when the first time I would have seen Peter.
Yeah, his album cover, Let Me Rock You, has his picture on it.
Yeah, he's looking like Kenny Rogers.
What year was that?
81, 82.
Now, I didn't see that until after I saw that famous picture of him and Eric Carr together.
Eric's
not wearing makeup, and they're both smiling, but you can read Peter's mind, and you know what he's thinking.
Joe, that might be the first time I saw them too. I know that picture like the back of my hand. They both had drinks in their hands, I think. Eric had sunglasses on, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know where the picture is from, but the first time I saw Ace without makeup, he's wearing this like almost black jacket with Ace's stapled to his shirt.
Yeah. I remember that jacket.
That was what intrigued me because I started playing cards when I was like 12 or 13 years old. I'm like, hey, he's got Aces stapled all over his shirt.
That's pretty sad.
I started gambling in the lunchroom. I was like, what's that?
This is that same.
Oh, that's the Peter, yeah.
Yeah, so I drew Kiss makeup on him. So this might be.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I happen to have that sitting there.
That's awesome.
Cool.
I can totally see Sonny at the lunch table going, I'll play you blackjack for your Oreos. And let me tell you, he won them.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Have you seen the size of me? Of course I won those Oreos.
He took everybody's fucking Oreos. Just saying. He doesn't lose. All right, so let's go on to, what's the next year?
Next is 84, 85. Yeah, okay. So Kiss decided to keep their stardom louder. I don't know why I wrote that. They made and the teacher has a question mark, like, what? They made a record called Animal Eyes. They went on a worldwide tour. They took over the world, animalizing every country. The new guitarist who took over Vinnie Vincent's axe grinding duties, Mark St. John, got arthritis and had to give up his job to Bruce Kulick. Kiss went on their Canadian tour and came to Regina. Their concert was the best time I've had in my whole life. It was a cross between Alcatraz and the Amazon jungle. October 3rd, 1985. Kiss comes out with their newest record, Asylum, their hardest hitting album. Get it. It has the power to keep you listening to it for a long time. That's the end. And then I have the lyrics to Tears Are Falling to try to buy myself an extra page.
Oh, nice.
Thank God it wasn't Fits Like a Glove. I would have got him kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
It was even laminated.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you what, though. I like the animalizing. That he,
yeah, animalizing.
You need to trademark that.
Yeah.
Kiss is animalizing the country.
Yeah, that's pretty. Trying to dig into my writer. I don't know. My box.
No, I think that's awesome. Personally, I think it's amazing. I'm just going, man, you thought of that when you were in seventh grade. That's pretty awesome. So, Mark St. John got in the band and then he was out and then Bruce Kulick took over. And obviously, this was what Kiss needed. This was now they were in the spot where they needed to be as far as lineup goes. Everybody agrees with that, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of felt like Kiss was like kind of back on the top of the world, like from my perspective, you know? Like other kids at school now were starting to listen to Kiss. And, you know, like in grade six, me and my friends did an air band to Tears Are Falling, you know? And I remember like we went in, tried to make Kiss lights out of Christmas lights. We tried to learn how to blow fire in his basement, almost burned the house down.
Don't pull a Jody. You should have called Jody first.
Yeah. Oh, you did that too, Jody?
Dude, I burned down a barn when I was a kid, blowing flames like Gene, but I was using gasoline. Straight gasoline.
Ice all.
It was bad news.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I learned my lesson too in a giant cloud of fire.
Yeah.
I'm still so amazed that he put gasoline in his mouth. It was like,
yeah, that's like 10 years old, dude. Yeah.
I know. No, I'm just like, it's still gross.
Yeah,
when
it was
I think
pretty
about
bad.
It. It was.
Damn. I guess I was 2 years older, so 2 years smarter using Lysol instead.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was a shock. That was a true shock. And then, yeah, we went to school, did the air band. I remember sitting, you know, backstage. I was Bruce Kulick, I guess. My friend Jamie was like Paul, you know. I remember sitting in the dressing room looking out over all the kids sitting there, you know. And watching him walk out doing the Paul Stanley dance, like, ooh.
That is awesome.
Like, and by then, I'd almost convinced myself I was in Kiss, you know, for having listened to him since you're so little, you know. And finally, I was, like, living the like that moment, you know, like where I am actually in Kiss. I can see the kids in the crowd. It's just kind of wild.
Well, so it was personal. Every one of us can agree being a Kiss fan is a very personal thing. Yeah, we defend them all the time. I mean, we hit them a lot too, but but we do defend them more, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Listen, we only criticize them because we love them. You know what I mean? We want more from them sometimes. That's the only thing that I ever say negatively about them. Of course, they're still my favorite band. They'll always be my favorite band. It's just that when you have a favorite band, you want more from them. You want, you know, expectations are so high, especially when you get older. When you're a kid in the 80s and stuff, they could have done anything, and to me it would have been godlike. No, it didn't matter. I would have never questioned anything. But as you get older, you know, obviously I'm a musician. I'm in the same type of world as they're in. I know what they could be doing and should be doing. That's the only time I ever question stuff.
Yeah. Todd, I was just looking, you know, when I look at my top 10 bands, 9 out of 10 are American bands, right? So, but like, if you're in Canada and Kiss is your favorite band, like, are people giving you a hard time that it's not like Loverboy or Bryan Adams or?
I didn't understand at first. Like when I first heard Kiss, like I saw Kiss Meets the Phantom, and then I wanted. And then I got Kiss cards, you know, so I had the show in my mind and the cards. And then I went over to my friend's dad's house, and he had all the Kiss records except for, like, Love Gun, I think he didn't have. But, like, I remember that he didn't like Kiss, you know? So he must have been over it already, right? And then, like, to him, Kiss was like a piece of crap pretty much, but he had all the records. So I'm assuming now that he was part of that, you know, we used to like Kiss, now we don't, you know?
Right.
But this is me thinking of as an adult. And then at the time of Animalize, like I went to the show and I got like, they, you remember how they'd sell like just like bandanas, like of tiger, of zebra stripes? Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Like instead of getting a shirt, I got like one bandana for my friend who couldn't come to the show because, you know, his mom or dad thought it would be unsafe or whatever. And then one for myself. And then like, I remember we had our bandanas on at school and the teacher like literally said right to us, like, I hate Kiss.
Wow.
You know, like, and he tied he took my bandana off my neck and tied it on my head like a bonnet, you know, like to kind of humiliate me, you know? And it was like, it was almost like, and I had a teacher in grade 3 also say they didn't like Kiss. So it did have that, like that Kiss spirit where you are like, you know, like we are different than you, the rest of the kids. Like it kind of cemented something in my head. The way Kiss wants is that you feel like a little bit rebellious because of it, you know, that you feel like we are outcasts, but it works in Kiss's favor, you know, because it's like they're the ones that will, you know, you don't got nowhere to go. Go run into Kiss, you know.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. You had a couple assholes for teachers.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah. So you had parents that didn't like Kiss, sort of, you know, or they were oblivious, but they thought it was stupid, basically, you know. And then like
third grade teacher, Kiss sucks.
Yeah, like literally, like right, like in front of everyone, you know. And I was like, it's the day after the show, so I was on the ultimate high, you know. Like I just saw Kiss for like I waited since I was a little kid and was finally in, you know, you're in grade 6, you get to go, and like my mind was completely blown, you know, and then the teacher just kind of tramples the joy, you know.
Oh, good Lord. I wish I would have been right in that classroom with you, because I'd have been like, well, sir, we can't all like Cher.
I was the same when I was in grammar. I actually have my grammar school sixth grade jacket. Look, I used to wear this thing
nice
every single day. Every day.
Oh, that's and awesome.
I went to a Catholic grammar school. So look at these. Look at this.
Holy crap. Yeah, that's nice. I like
that. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's
so, you know, I would wear this and, you know, the nuns and stuff that I went to the school with would be like, take that off. That's against policy. That's against the uniform. You can't wear that in here. That's, you know, devil's music and blah, 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 blah. And I would, you know, I would take it off for 2 seconds. And as soon as she turned around, I would throw it right back on. So, you know, Kiss's music was also very, it kind of preached that, you know, us against them. So whenever someone told me, you can't do that, or you shouldn't like that. If anything, it made me like it more, because I remember always hearing Kiss's lyrics and stuff like that, talking about that, do it away, or I believe in me and all that stuff. So I think, you know, being rebellious, even though Kiss was the super group at one time, it was a little bit of a rebellious thing to do in the mid-early 80s.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Even if whether you knew it or not, you know?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Jody, did you ever have anybody that came up to you and was like, Kiss sucks, and what did you do to them?
I got in a couple of fights, dude. I'm the type that these people would come at me like, dude, only faggots like Kiss. I would fucking just waylaid them right there on site, you know? That's just how I was. I was a violent little kid. I didn't take any shit from anybody. Still don't.
No. I can't believe they would say that to you. That's so messed
it's
up.
So, yeah, I mean, not only is it just a terrible word to call someone, but when you're a teenager and someone calls you the F word like that, you're just like, fuck you, dude. And I'll just, you know, come out swinging. No time to, like, discuss it. Fuck that.
I asked that question on purpose because it's my favorite Jody story.
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard Jody in his old show Strange Ways, I was grocery shopping at the Walmart like at 2 a.m. and I was listening to his show and they were telling that story. Him and D-Rock were telling the story about how he beat some dude's ass. And I was like, I love this guy.
Well, you know, you got to stand up for what you believe in. That's what Kiss taught me.
Absolutely.
Grocery shopping at Walmart at 2 a.m. Sounds like ding dongs, ho hos, cookies. Sounds a little suspect.
Okay. That's the truth.
Yeah. No arguments there.
I'm more of a Twinkie guy. So, yeah. Now I don't know what else to say.
Ding dong. Ding dongs are good when they used to be individually wrapped, right? In the foil. Those are delicious.
Look at the shape you're in. You don't eat anything bad. You sit around, you play drums, you eat salads with turkey and chicken on them.
I love a nice ding dong.
I bet.
Clip that.
Yeah.
Clip it
over and over.
That is going to be the opening to the show.
I'm clipping that for other podcasts. There's no way I'm missing.
Pooney's going to clip that for his personal collection later tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Todd, I think that your report was great. I'm going to give you an A+.
Oh, nice.
I am an official teacher. So is Joey. Right, Joey?
That is true.
And Joey and Jody used to be a teacher. You still pretty much are. What grade do you give him?
I loved it, man. I give it an A.
A+. Sonny, he's not going to fire you. Because your report was good.
But you better learn how to spell, buddy.
Yeah, I was wondering how to get the
spelling. Absolutely. Well, listen, we thank you for coming on with us. We totally appreciate it. I wanted to ask you, that cup you're drinking out of, you won doing a COVID trivia with me on the podcast Rock City group page.
Yeah.
When I mailed that to you, how long did it take to get to you?
I'm not sure exactly when you mailed it, so I'm not sure, but it didn't take too long. I think I sent you a message as soon as I got it. So
it felt like 3 weeks, to be honest.
Wow, yeah.
There was so much going on. I was really curious about that.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to waiting, you know, because stuff might get stuck at the border or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to Jody here that I kind of was out of Kiss from Crazy Nights until I heard, for some reason, I pressed on to listen to Strange Ways, and I
really
kind of got me back into the vibe.
Cool, man.
Oh yeah,
that is awesome.
Yeah,
that is so awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I agree with that.
Not gonna lie. Yeah. Thank you for coming on today. We really appreciate it. You're amazing for doing this with us. And
thank you guys. It was awesome to be here.
Your report's super special. Save on to that forever. You have kids?
I do not. I'll pass it on to your kids.
Yeah, sounds awesome. Sounds awesome. Let's see. I know there was one other thing. Oh, I wanted to mention a couple of things. One, don't forget Joey's book. You can go to Amazon and pick up the book. Now you can put it on. He's got it right there on his drum kit. Look, get his book. And if you're not a reader, go ahead and just get it on iTunes. He reads it.
Forward by.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Peter, Chris, Jody, you have a new record, an EP coming out. If you can get it now, pre-order, right?
Yeah, you can pre-order. It comes out August 7th. It's going to ship around the 1st. As soon as they come in, we'll start shipping them out.
I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, me too.
And Sonny, you and I, nothing. I'm an underachiever.
You need to get the Bay City Psychos back, dude. Let's play some shows if we can ever get in a bar again.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. All right, so let's see. Jody, do you have anything left? Let's start over. Deleted. Jody, do you have anything else to add?
No, thanks for listening, everybody. Todd, it was nice to meet you, and it's good to see all you guys every week, you know? I missed you guys last time.
Sonny?
Todd, thanks for joining us. I got to go and win sushi money. So.
Yeah, good luck. Thanks.
Joey?
Todd, really great job. We love the book report. So much fun. Love seeing that people hold on to stuff like that all those years later. It's great. And for all the viewers this week, our first-time viewers instead of listeners, if you want a tip, you could take a Post-it note and just cover Poonie with the Post-it note, and the show is going to be spectacular.
This is going to be every week. Every week. I'm going to make a quick announcement. August the 9th, we will be getting together with Kistery Science Theater right here doing a video show. It'll be a meeting of the minds. It'll be like the first time we have ever sat. We've had Adam on the show way back in year one, but now we're going to have, I believe, everybody on. And I don't know about everybody else, but I can already tell you, Jody is smiling right now, even though you can't see him. What'd you say, Jody?
I said true. That's my favorite Kiss podcast. I think they're the best, and they still are the best.
It's the best Kiss podcast out there. If you guys have never heard Kistery Science Theater, check it out. They are amazing. And just drink a beer with them. I'm going to have a beer while we do the show because I will feel left out. So get ready for that show. Next week, I don't know what we're going to do. I think I'm going to have Jeff Trott on with us, who I had to bump for quarantine. Hopefully we'll have Jeff on. And you know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. Most of them anyway. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Bye. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com, GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.